We're talking with Jack Hogendyke, the former state senator, the one-time U.S. Senate and House candidate. And the events from the state Senate on Tuesday night didn't go the way that you and others who are against the Affordable Care Act wanted to. Where does this all stand now after what happened last night in the state Senate?
Well, I think that you may well see the biggest groundswell of revolt, if I can use that word, that you've seen since 2010. There are an awful lot of not only Tea Party types, but conservative Republicans and even mainstream Republicans who are opposed to the Affordable Care Act and the fact that it's growing government. And that's really the bottom line here. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see some of these incumbents facing primaries, and I wouldn't be surprised if one or two of them might get knocked off, and there could be some real changes in the face of the legislature and even as far as the governor's mansion next year.
Now, does the target become, to a certain extent, Tom Casperson because it was his vote that changed everything, or will all Republicans who voted for this in the Senate be on a quote-unquote hit list?
Well, I think that all Republicans who supported this massive growth of government share the blame. But I wouldn't be surprised, Gary, if you don't see a coalition of conservative organizations raising money and perhaps targeting one or two candidates in particular, because that's how they can most effectively make their point. If five or six incumbents see primaries, and they're all not well-financed, you know, and all of the challengers lose, we haven't really made much of a point. But if we work together and identify one or two candidates that sort of will be the example for all of those who voted for bigger government and they get knocked off, then that's going to get the attention of all the other serving elected officials.
Doesn't that polarize a little bit things a little bit more in this regard, or not?
Well, you know, Gary, you can just look back at 1983 when two senators voted for tax increases under Jim Blanchard, and they were both recalled. They weren't the only ones, but they were the two of whom an example was made. And not another tax increase was enacted that Republicans voted for in over 20 years. It wasn't until 2003 and the cigarette tax increase that Republicans voted for tax increases, because they learned a lesson with the recall of two of their incumbents. And I love Tom Casperson. He's a great guy. But if Tom were challenged and defeated, it would send a ripple throughout the entire legislature that if you're a Republican, you need to stand for limited government.
Now, does that message play out in Democratic areas or not?
Well, obviously there's areas of the state where no Republican's ever going to win, and we're not going to focus our efforts in those places. We need to talk to our base, or maybe I should say the base needs to talk to our elected officials and make sure they understand that they need to serve the way they ran, and that's as conservatives.
Now, Jack Hogendyke, Wes Negejerry did announce yesterday he wants to vie for the lieutenant governor's post, maybe as a message to the governor and to the Republican mainstream about those sentiments. Does this also send a message in that regard as well as what happened last night?
Oh, I think it absolutely does, and I think it's a very effective way to get that message out, because to attempt to defeat an incumbent governor with a primary challenger, I think is probably an insurmountable task. But the governor will get the message if he finds out he's got a different lieutenant governor he's going to be running and serving with. And I think that's the way to get the attention, again, of the Republican Party and those serving under the Republican banner in Lansing.
One final thing, Jack Hogendyke, and maybe it's something that you can't directly control, because all you can control right now is anything that goes on within the state. But can there be a groundswell, maybe in Michigan and maybe some other states as well, that could possibly make some changes on a more national scale when we get to the midterms in 2014?
Oh, I think so. I think that our voice can be heard. I think that if in fact a couple of incumbent Republicans were knocked off and replaced with more conservative Republicans who showed true leadership, it could start to, have that ripple effect across the country and other states where these issues continue to be debated. And really, again, it's a very simple, principle, and that is that Republicans believe in limited government and Democrats don't. And the majority of people, they don't like this Affordable Care Act, much because it represents bigger government that is inefficient and wasteful, and people are just tired of it. And Republicans want to see government limited, and they want their elected officials to vote that way.